Well, friends, here we are. It is December 1st. It is the first Sunday of Advent. And I suspect I am not the only one wondering how in the world we got here already. I suspect I'm not alone in marveling that it will soon be the year 2020. Maybe I'm also not the only one shocked by the fact that we don't yet have flying cars in our garages. Because back in 1984, when I went to Epcot Center, I swear they promised we would have flying cars by now. But before we get too overwhelmed by how fast time flies, let's pause. In fact, that's one of the gifts of the Advent season. It is a season of expectation and preparation. It is a season that in our world comes in the midst of busyness and pressure and stress. And that makes it a very important season. But in order for it to make a difference, we must be willing to engage it. So in light of that, this year during Advent, we will be exploring together the theme, creating space. So first, let's think for a minute about what it means to create space. When do we create space? What are the times when that phrase might be used? Our schedules are full. There are many demands. But we decide that there are things that are important to us. Family time, conversations with friends, self-care, maybe things as basic as sleep. So we create space for those important things as we block off time in our calendars. The headlines are too often depressing. The days are too short. Some relationships that once had promise seem to be struggling. Maybe our work takes too much effort for too little reward. And yet, in the midst of this, we choose to embrace possibility. We choose to believe that there is more to life than this list. We create space for something new to grow. Or maybe we do seasonal cleaning. We thin out the contents of our drawers and our closets and our cupboards, not just so that we can fill them with more stuff, but we create space to breathe and to live. And perhaps you've heard of the artist Pedro Reyes. Reyes knows that the rates of gun violence are high, but he refuses to believe that guns have the last word. And so by the thousands, he has transformed guns into shovels, which have been distributed around his home country of Mexico to plant trees. In his art, he is creating space for something new to grow. As we journey through Advent, we are going to talk about how we create space in our spiritual lives, in our inner world, in order that God and God's priorities might dwell. And the reality is that sometimes that does mean altering our physical space, changing the way we use our time and our resources, and opening up our emotional space as well. But our goal of these 4 weeks is to talk about how we create space for the priorities of Advent to dwell. So today we begin talking about creating space for hope. And we do that using a familiar passage from Isaiah, one that we often hear this time of year. The book of Isaiah begins with an oracle against Judah and Jerusalem. The southern kingdom, which is still standing even after the northern kingdom has fallen, but which is living in the shadow and threat of Assyria. Judah, the nation that claims favor from God, but that has not always been faithful. And so the prophet speaks a difficult word to them, reminding them of their sin. But that wasn't all the prophet said. The prophet also brought an invitation for the people to engage God, to enter into conversation, and to work together with God to create a new reality. It is in this context that we hear the verses Krista read this morning. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills, and all the nations shall stream to it. And then a few verses later, it says, God shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. In other words, not only are the people called out for their bad behavior, not only are they invited to engage God, but these words paint a picture of a different world. They open up the possibility in real terms about what the world can look like, about how they can live and engage with others and with God in ways that are life-giving. These words create space for hope. They give the people a different vision than the one they are living out. They show them a world in which they can choose productivity over prestige, community over conflict, the heart of God over the priorities of this world. And it's important that we read these words in context. After all, if we read them only as isolated verses, if we just hear those verses that Krista read as if they stand on their own, then it's easy to pretend that they are a simple promise upon which the people of Israel and we today are called to wait. But if we read them in context, then they aren't just a promise we wait on from God, but they are a reality we are called to engage with God. They are a picture that we are called to not only dream of, but to help create. And for that, we must create space in our lives for hope. Because we too live in a world where it is easy to get overwhelmed by the conflicts, where it is easy to feel like we have no choice but to take sides, but to live from the priorities of money and power, and yet God tells us something different. God tells us that all peoples can stream together, that we can learn God's ways and walk in God's ways, that peace really can be a reality in the place of conflict. But Isaiah reminds us that we must be engaged. This isn't a picture God paints of something the divine will do alone, but it is a call to each of us to participate in the creation of this reality. And the fact that we are required to do something means that God has a deep desire to partner with us. But if we don't create intentional space for this, then it's unlikely to come about. After all, Our headlines and many of our daily interactions are filled with hatred and conflict, with polarization becoming greater, with little effort to understand the other, and few moments where we really stop and ask where God is in the midst of our decisions and our choices and our plans. So here we are in Advent, and we are asked to push pause, to slow down, to be intentional, that we might create space not only for hope to germinate, but real space and effort that our living might nurture it. As my friend Terry said, hope is believing that there is something more and something better, and that we each have a part in getting there. Hope is being sure that love can win out even when it seems that love isn't present. Hope is grasping firmly to the unknown and letting it carry you through. That's what we're invited into. Let us each create space for hope to dwell. Let us create space that hope will become a lived reality within us and around us. Let us create space that we might move forward with hope. Amen.